I mean, it's as happy as we can be with the result behind Eamon. You can't expect to beat him on home ground, and he's got a good car. So, no, very happy with that today.
It's nearly a military operation to move, to an operation with the car and service crew and everything like that, to come over here for what would be 4 days with the recce and everything like that. Also, it depends a lot on having co-sponsorship and everything like that. You must feel that it makes it worth your while, though, to do it with the championship situation.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, this was a key event for us on the championship, to put 4 scores in now. We've got one to go. And we've got a very experienced team, so the military operation side of it was relatively easy, I suppose, in ways. But no, we've had a good trip, and it's been well worth our while.
Also, the tarmac situation over here, where with being able to get a closed road order, it's very different to what you've experienced in the UK.
Oh, very much so, yes. And that's why we do a lot of rallies abroad and over in Ireland and so on. And you can't beat the roads over here. It's a superb event, and we've had, the car is set up for this sort of event, and we've had a good time.
Talking to a lot of competitors, they said that the crowds that were actually out on the stage, I don't know how much you must be aware of, when you're coming into a bend at 100 plus mile an hour, that you must be aware of the actual amount of interest that it gathers from the supporters.
Oh, very much so, yeah. There's a lot of people out today and yesterday, but certainly today was very busy out there. Yesterday there was some people stood in some sort of what I'd call silly places. Having said that, today it was quite good, well marshalled, everyone was out the way, and I think everybody enjoyed themselves.
The size of the crowds, does it sometimes put you off, we better not put a foot wrong just in case something does happen?
Not really, no, because you actually tend to ignore that. Once you're actually on the road and going, you tend to be focusing more on the road and on the notes and where we're going, and unless there's somebody who's actually stood in a strange place, and perhaps in your line of vision or on the actual road itself, you do tend to ignore it. And but it's nice on some corners when there's a lot of people stood there, because you can have a bit of fun with them.
It'll be another day. You'll enjoy your celebrations tonight, finishing second. You're back again next year?
Oh, I would think so, yes. We've had a good time. It's always a good event. It's always very well run. And the result this year has helped us. And certainly, yeah, we'll be back next year.
Or as I heard John Price, when I was talking to him just as he finished, he said, in a way, it's a rally. Rallying as it should be. 2 days with clubmen. And a mixture of WRC cars and clubmen cars. Presumably, it must be quite a mixture that you enjoy coming over to take part in.
Yeah, it's very much a mixture, and there's so many cars here that could have won the event, I suppose. Everyone's on a level footing, and we were lucky enough to get ahead of some of the club cars this time, but certainly John would not normally be so far down. He had to fight for championship points, which was key for him, and it makes it a fairly even match. So whether it's a club car or a homologated car, it's normally a good run.
And championship position for yourself, you must be very happy.
Yeah, we're pleased with that. We're probably in second place, I think, now. Bob Fowden's got an extra score in so far. We had to beat Bob today, and unfortunately Bob came third, so that meant we had to come second. But certainly maximum points on the championship was good for us.
And it will be a nice thing to finish off the season if you can do it.
If we can do one more, we've got one more event to go, and if we can get another maximum on that, that would say, well, 5 maximum scores, you can't beat that. That's top that you can get.
We'll put it this way, it'll be a nice way to finish off the season. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Thanks.